New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian had responded to two drug-related deaths by seeking to ban the DEFCON 1 music festival permanently. The Premier's announcement has sparked a conversation about whether government and police responses to recreational drug use and whether the zero-tolerance policies are effective in saving lives. Victor Petrovich has more.
Welcome to the Scantrax University.
The annual DEFCON 1 music festival was held at the Sydney International Regatta Centre on Saturday. Indigo Abrahams-Peck was one of the 30,000 revellers who was there.
It was absolutely amazing, to be honest. It was exciting, the production was incredible, the energy was amazing.
The festival did not, however, turn out as well for others. It has been reported that two people lost their lives at the festival, while 13 others attended Nepean Hospital with drug-related issues. Greens MLC David Shoebridge says that drug use at the festival was definitely an issue.
There clearly was a lot of drug use at the DEFCON festival, and there clearly was a pretty poor response from both festival organisers and from the state government that saw a lot of festival goers get into a lot of distress, and obviously little if any information being disseminated amongst festival goers about the kind of drugs they were using and risks that were inherent in those in that drug use. And unfortunately, that's come about because of the very aggressive, zero-tolerance, police-focused approach that both the festival and police took.
Following the event, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian stated that she would make all attempts to halt the festival from taking place in her state in the future. Mr. Shoebridge thinks that this is a knee-jerk response.
The Premier's only solution at the start of the Summer Music Festival is to say that she's going to ban DEFCON 1 this time in September 2019. That's not a solution for the upcoming Summer Music Festival, but it is a way of trying to get shock jocks off her back. We have a government that really has no idea. They don't seem to talk to young people. They'd be happy to legislate all music festivals away as though somehow that would fix the problem, and it won't.
Festival goer Indigo thinks the Premier's move to ban the festival entirely misses the point.
I promise you now, if a festival, if one of these DEFCONs happened and there was no deaths, do you think there would be one radio segment talking about the amazing things that's happened? No. They focus on the negatives, and yes, of course, the negatives outweigh the positives in the sense that they're so tragic and so horrible. But the fact is that it's not just negativity here. It's not just this evil festival that's trying to get the lives of young people and destroy families. Like, it's just ludicrous.
The sentiment that banning festivals is not the answer has been echoed by many in the medical community, including professor at the National Drug Research Institute, Nicole Lee.
Drugs are made more dangerous because they're illegal. It's not to do with the festival. The festival isn't the problem. We know that some young people will experiment with drugs, and we really need to just step back and accept that reality, whether we agree with it or not.
Professor Lee also believes that the state government is missing the point.
Shutting down a festival to deal with overdoses is like taking one brand of car off the road to reduce the road toll. It's not really going to make very much impact because it's not the festival that's the problem. And even if you shut down all of the festivals that existed in Australia, they would really probably just pop up underground, and we'd have less ability to provide information and provide harm reduction to young people under those circumstances.
One of those harm reduction measures that has been brought into this conversation is pill testing. Festival goer Indigo says that she would definitely use pill testing if it was available.
Yes, 100% I would use pill testing. I mean, it makes sense. And who knows why these young people lost their lives. But if there was pill testing available, I'd say that there was a higher chance that they could have kept their lives, because there is also a chance there that they could have tested their drugs to see if there wasn't anything dodgy or potentially life-threatening in them.
Professor Lee says that pill testing has been proven to work overseas and also here in Australia.
There has been a pilot in Canberra earlier this year, and they found that 50% of pills were not actually what people thought they were. And a large proportion of those people chose not to take those pills, and that is a good thing. So they saw that there were dangerous substances in their pills, and they decided not to take them. And otherwise, if they had taken them without knowing what was in them, they may have overdosed.
But the state government does not agree. Minister for Police Troy Grant told The Wire in a statement that
no test can guarantee the safety of an illegal drug or its effect on an individual. This government will not be complicit in providing a false sense of confidence that the drug a person intends on taking will not harm them. We strongly urge people not to take illegal drugs. Government authorities, including the New South Wales Police Force, will continue to work with event organisers to ensure that dance parties and festivals are as safe as possible.
But David Shoebridge believes that even when a festival like DEFCON plays by the rules of the government, they encounter pushback and also tragic outcomes.
What would be particularly frustrating the organisers at DEFCON 1 is that they've been signed on to the government's zero tolerance agenda now since 2013. They have been working hand in glove with the New South Wales Police on a very aggressive zero tolerance approach at DEFCON 1. I mean, DEFCON 1 largely paid for the 180 police, both uniformed and undercover, who were at the event, together with the drug dogs and the searches and the whole catastrophe. And that has proven to be a comprehensive failure. So we have, remarkably, the Premier coming up and wanting to shut down the one event that has been most on side with her zero tolerance approach.
Greens MLC David Shoebridge ending that report by Victor Petrovich.